I need help with sales, but who should I hire and how does it work? These are some of the most frequently asked questions that I hear when we're running Paper Camp. So today I'm going to break down the three types of sales positions that most product-based businesses who are selling wholesale hire for, including how much it costs and what you should be aware of. Today's episode is brought to you by Paper Camp, our signature program where we teach you how to start and scale your wholesale revenue. Each session, we offer one full tuition scholarship, and this week, we're accepting scholarship applications for the 40th round of Paper Camp. You can learn more and submit your application at proofToProduct.com/scholarships. Applications are due by Friday, August 19th at 5 p.m. Pacific. And if you're listening to this after scholarships have closed, be sure to add your name to the Paper Camp waitlist at proofToProduct.com/papercamp so that you don't miss out on the next round.
I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. I'm on a mission to empower product-based business owners to confidently grow their revenue in their own way and at their own pace. Here at Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies, find inspiration, and action steps to help you start, streamline, and scale your product-based business. So grab your favorite notebook to take notes and let's get started.
All right, so today's question comes from Labs member Claire. Claire says, reaching out to stores and initiating wholesale relationships is terrifying and overwhelming. I would love to outsource this process to a sales rep so that I can spend less time in self-doubt world and more time designing. What types of sales reps should I look for and how do I know if I'm ready? Oh, Claire, this is a great question and one that we frequently hear from Paper Camp students who are looking to scale their wholesale revenue. Working with sales reps is something that we do talk about at length during Paper Camp, and students also have the opportunity to ask a sales rep their burning questions during camp. But I want to give you a quick overview today. So there are three types of sales representatives that I want to talk about today. The first one is showroom reps. Showroom reps are larger companies that have a permanent showroom set up in major and minor markets. So these are places like Dallas, Atlanta, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and elsewhere. And the showroom is essentially a storefront that shop owners can visit to place their wholesale orders in person. And a showroom will have multiple product lines that are displayed in the showroom. So in addition to the permanent showroom space, showroom rep groups tend to have a number of road reps on their team that cover different territories. And I'll talk more about road reps in a minute here. But with showrooms, product manufacturers will pay monthly rent to the showrooms, as well as a 15 to 20% commission on orders written by the reps within that showroom, whether they're writing them in the showroom or on the road. There are other hard costs associated with working with showroom reps that you need to be aware of. So providing them with sample kits, catalogs, marketing materials, and you have to do this for each of the sales reps that work with that showroom. So depending on the number of reps working with the showroom, it can get kind of expensive. You may be sending 15 to 25 sets of materials. So you'll want to ask these questions before you sign with a showroom rep. But this also means that you'll have a larger team of people selling your products. So while it may seem like a large upfront cost, it may have a strong benefit too in terms of how much they're going to sell through. And oh, another expense that I should mention here, it is often expected that you or someone from your company will travel to the showroom to attend major markets. So there is the added cost of, you know, a flight and hotel, food, transportation, that kind of stuff, as well as the opportunity cost of being away from your business or your home. So they do expect that you'll attend that those shows, and it's usually once or twice a year. So showroom reps, it's a larger commitment financially. It's usually a larger group of sales reps that you're working with. They usually have both a permanent location and then road reps that go out to the stores. So that is one type of sales team. The second type of sales team that I want to talk about is the one that most smaller independent brands in our community start with, and that's road reps. Road reps may work on their own, or they may be part of a group of sales reps. And road reps will proactively go to the stores and meet with the buyers at their shop. And that's where they will show your product line, they will write the orders, they will build that relationship with the store owner. Each road rep will cover a specific geographic territory. And this is important. It could be a specific state, it could be multiple states, or a select segment of a state. So for example, California is very large, so there might be a rep that covers Northern California and then another that covers Southern California, for example. But understanding a road rep's territory is very important, especially if you plan to work with more than one road rep, because you do not want to have multiple sales reps overlapping in territories. This creates confusion for the buyers, and it's not effective for you or your team. So in terms of costs and expenses, with road reps, you will pay 15 to 20% commission on orders that they generate. You'll provide them with catalogs, a sample deck of products, and marketing items, similar to what you give a showroom rep. But again, with independent reps, you're providing them with one set, so each person gets their own set. And a quick note on samples, actually, before I share the third type of sales team, it is a good idea to ask your sales reps how they want to receive your sample decks, your sample products. Some want things loose. Some want them retail ready, wrapped in cello or their packaging or however they'll be displayed, you know, when they're sent to the store. Some of the reps want them tagged with SKU numbers and pricing. So just ask before you put a lot of time and effort into creating your sample kits and your sample decks, because I don't want you to put a lot of work into it only to have them pull everything loose and put it into a different system, which is what happened to me when I started working with reps. So learn from my mistakes here. All right. The third type of sales rep that I want to talk about today is an in-house salesperson. And this role has become more popular amongst my coaching clients and our Paper Camp students, particularly over the last couple years, because they are now more established and they have established sales systems in their business that they can then replicate or delegate to somebody else. So an in-house salesperson could be an independent contractor, or they could be an employee of your business. They may be paid an annual salary. They might be paid hourly. They might make commission only on orders that they write. Or what I see more frequently is it's a combination of the three. So they may be paid, you know, a salary or hourly wage for some of the research that they're doing and some of the outreach, but then the commission is more of like a bonus on orders that they generate. So when you hire someone in-house, they are only selling your product, which is different than the showroom reps and the road reps, because those reps tend to represent multiple product lines. Some represent as many as 25 different product lines. So they have to understand and know and really be familiar with each of those collections. And that can be a lot. I'm not saying it's not doable. There's many sales reps that do it day in, day out. But your in-house salesperson is going to get to know your product line very thoroughly because it's the one and only thing that they're selling. Your in-house salesperson is going to be responsible for nurturing your existing wholesale accounts and proactively reaching out to new prospective stores that you want to work with. Your in-house person likely won't do site visits. They likely won't go out to the stores and meet with people and write orders in person, but they will send pitch emails, they'll handle follow-ups, they will send out samples. They may also staff your trade shows. So if you're exhibiting at trade shows, it's a good idea to bring the salesperson with you so that they can connect with your buyers in person, especially if they're going to be handling follow-up and just maintenance of the account too. So another thing the salesperson in-house may do is if you're also working in tandem with outside sales reps, they may be the point person and coordinate efforts with your road reps or your showroom reps. They kind of end up being a wholesale manager at that point. So wholesale manager or in-house salesperson is typically what this role is called. And those roles do vary. There are some differences to those two roles I mentioned. But the cool thing about being a small business is that we get to, you know, make these roles what we need and want them to be to serve our business best. So anyhow, most people start by working with independent road reps. And as their business grows, they then maybe start working with showroom reps or larger rep groups that have a lot of different road reps underneath them so that they have a larger sales force working for them. Bringing in an in-house salesperson is best when you have an established sales system or you need more support managing your wholesale relationship. So that's kind of the difference between them. The important thing to remember is that sales reps are a member of your team. So regardless of if it's an independent road rep, if it's a showroom rep, if it's a road rep that's tied to a showroom, or if it's somebody that's in-house, this person is a member of your team. And the more support that you can provide them, the better they can do their job, which means the more money you will make. So when you release new products regularly, when you have a catalog that they can utilize, when you share your upcoming changes or promotions or other important information that they can leverage to do their job, you are enabling them to sell your products better, to write larger orders, to do a better job of nurturing their accounts. So the more you can provide support to them, the better support they can provide to your wholesale customers. Now, in Paper Camp, we go into the details about what you should have ready before you start reaching out to sales reps. We talk about how to pitch sales reps. We talk about how much product you need to have and what reps look for when they're trying to scout new lines. And Karina Murray from Crow and Canary is going to be joining us week 2 of Paper Camp for the group coaching call. So you'll have a chance to ask her all of your burning questions. And there's nothing better than talking directly with the people we'd like to either work with or somebody in that role, because it can shed so much light on what we need to prepare and how to position ourselves so that we can start working with the sales team. But as we close this out, I do want to mention that I am a strong advocate of selling your products wholesale for at least a year or until you've reached a good number of stores, meaning you're selling to a good number of stores. Before you start thinking about working with reps, I want you to do this. I want you to sell through your products yourself, because sales are one of the first things that most brands want to outsource. And I understand why. You're trying to do the creative work. You're trying to do the management. There's just so many pieces of running this business. However, you will learn a lot during this process of doing outreach, building relationships, nurturing those relationships, hearing the feedback. When you sell your products, you will refine your sales pitch, you'll refine your workflow, and you will gain confidence along the way. And there's just a lot of value to you as a business owner of mastering the sales process before you hire help, whether it's internally or externally. So as we wrap this up, I just want to say a big thank you to Claire for being brave and asking this question and just sparking this conversation. If you want to learn more about working with sales reps, how to know if your business is ready for sales reps, and how to build out your sales and marketing systems for wholesale, be sure to join the waitlist for Paper Camp. You can do that at proofedproduct.com/papercamp. And by the end of the 4-week program, you will confidently sell your products to shops big and small while looking polished and feeling professional. You'll have all of your sales tools and your processes dialed in. So again, you can get more information at proofedproduct.com/papercamp. Thank you so much for listening to the end. I'll be back next week with a new episode.